This is All Things Considered on KUAR 89.1. I'm Daniel Breen. The final version of the Farm Bill will be voted on by Congress in the coming days. KUAR's Michael Hiblin spoke with one of Arkansas's senators who played a role in the negotiations.
On Monday night, the highly anticipated Farm Bill compromise was unveiled. Republican Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas is a member of the Senate Agriculture Committee and a Farm Bill conferee. He joins me now from Washington. Hi, Senator.
Hey, Michael. Thank you so much for having me, as always.
Thank you. Well, this ends an impasse that has stretched on for several months. First, how do you feel about this final version of the Farm Bill?
Well, I'm very pleased that we got something accomplished in getting the conference report out now. I feel that in the next day or two, we'll actually pass this into law. It's so important. It's 25% of the GDP in Arkansas. But when you get out of our cities, then in rural Arkansas, which is much of Arkansas, it's probably 85 or 90% of the economy. So it's all about our farm community, our ranchers and farmers, but also about rural America. So I think it was a good compromise. I think it's something that will provide a lot of stability for our farmers and ranchers, so that now that the next growing season coming up on us very soon, they can go to the bank, whoever they're borrowing their money from, to put a crop in and do that with a lot less hassle than they would be if we had the uncertainty of not having a farm bill.
Yeah. In a statement, you praised several leading members of the Agriculture Committee for their diligence to ensure harmful policy changes were excluded from the final conference bill. What were you referring to there?
Well, there's a real concern about narrowing the definition of a family farm down to where it would make it very, very difficult. Farms have gotten bigger, and as a result, more people are involved. We were actually able to take that definition and make it a little greater so that we could include nephews and cousins and nieces, things like that. But we really did have real concern that as you narrowed it down, then you'd have lots of family farms, lots of individuals would have to be in a situation where they'd have to do a lot more paperwork, and it would be a lot more hassle for them.
One of the controversial items here was a change to food stamps, the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP. House Republicans, as well as President Trump, had been pushing for stricter work requirements, but that ended up being removed.
Yes, sir, it did. And what we all want is to make sure that the benefit, the dollars that go into helping those in need are actually going to the people that are deserving. There is situations where that's not always the case, and the work requirements were a way to help ensure that those that actually needed help were the ones that were getting it. Because of the fact that we need 60 votes in the Senate, that was not agreed to. One thing that we did do, Michael, that is important, there was a provision in there that had to do with the states getting a bonus payment if they did things on time and, you know, just various little things like that. Well, it turned out when the entities went in and studied that, they were really cooking the books and essentially not doing those things. So we were able to eliminate that. It's not going to have anything at all to do with, you know, less people getting benefits or whatever. But it will save the government $48 million a year. And so over the next 5 years, that's significant dollars. You take those dollars and you can, you know, again, get it to the people that actually need the help versus some of the states that were, you know, not quite truthful with what they were doing.
Well, the final version must pass in the House and Senate. When do you think we'll get a vote?
I think that we'll get a vote later this week. That's my hope, and lots of people have been working hard to get this done. It is important in the sense that if you look at the last few years, bankruptcies are up, essentially doubled in the Midwest. Suicide rate is up over 30%. It's really a very difficult situation, and you take the fact of the low commodity prices and then the trade issues that we're dealing with now, it's kind of a perfect storm for our farmers and ranchers. And you know, Michael, we can be so proud. We have the safest, cheapest food supply of any place on earth. And that's taken a lot of research, a lot of hard work on our agriculture community. So we want to protect that and continue to have that over the next 5 years. And that's what this bill is all about.
That's Senator John Bozeman of Arkansas, a Farm Bill conferee, discussing the final version of the Farm Bill that's been unveiled. Sir, thanks for your time.
No, thank you, Michael, as always, for having me.
You bet. This is KUAR 89.1.